T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bro, it's OG, Aronde Gadsden, your favorite Miami Dolphins wide receiver.
Fiedler now throws. Oh, what a catch! What a catch by Aronde Gadsden!
I'm coming up next on the Hawkman and Crowder Show.
My Mount Rushmore of chicken wing flavors. Honey barbecue, mild, medium, and boneless.
Okay. Boneless? Flavors though, huh?
If your toes ain't smoky, then you ain't took no ribs, man. Toes gotta be smoky, man.
I wanted to buy a dolphin, but I couldn't because I didn't have a pool or anything, so I bought a monkey.
This won't be no Kirkland brand appearance. No boneless wings, no square pizza. This won't even be a vegan situation. Let's go!
Yeah, I don't know what is that?
Like, wow, that Flavor Flav, Flavor Flav.
OG One, I like it.
I like that, OG One Kenobi.
You want to see Aronde Gadsden dancing? You should be at Twin Peaks and Davie right now.
Ooh, fight the power.
We are out here at Davie. Hawk is off. He's
slacking. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Slacking.
Should be working, man.
Should be working.
Yeah.
He's in Canada, man. Everybody get a little vacation, man.
He had Tim Hortons right now. Let's call him.
Yeah.
Call him.
I don't know if you
I told OG you should FaceTime him.
Call Hawk, man. Let's see what he got going on.
We're out at Twin Peaks and Davie. It's the Aronde Gadsden Show every Tuesday at 2:20. And every other Tuesday, this happens to be one of them, the Hawkman and Crowder Show is live from Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, and scenic views. There's some scenic views here, man. Crowder, I was telling you.
Stay focused, Alana.
Earlier today in the show that me and Aronde were sitting here about an hour before the show, and one of the waitresses from Twin Peaks comes up, and I told her I'm a punter for the Dolphins.
What'd you think that was? What was the purpose of that?
I don't know. I mean, she asked, are you a football player? I'm like, yeah. I'm a punter.
And it got you got over on her, or did it come back to
Mike? Look, she took a picture.
He had it all the way until he stood up.
Oh, okay.
You know, because she was like, well, why are you a punter for the Dolphins wearing Tua's number? You know, like,
oh,
yeah,
okay,
because so, I'm wearing a Tua jersey today,
right? And so I kind of threw him off. You
but
know?
OG, we got to school him that players don't wear teammates' jerseys.
Oh, jerseys at all?
Oh, jerseys at all? Like you're on the team,
but it was too late. I can't tell him, man. He already threw it out there, and see, he had a set.
He already hook, set the hook,
but she wiggled off. Wiggled off.
Yeah. That was one rule. I don't know how y'all you did it, OG.
Oh,
when
never,
I played,
never.
I wasn't wearing no Dolphin
well,
stuff.
You know,
I wasn't wearing a Dolphin shirt.
It was a period during the time when I played that the jerseys were in, but throwback jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like old school.
Like you had
Bill Russell.
Zonka.
Yeah. No.
But
no,
you couldn't
no.
wear no Dolphin,
no,
right?
No.
I got
no,
you.
No,
so,
no.
Yeah.
Tony Gwynn, you know, Kirby Puckett.
You wouldn't be caught wearing a 13 anywhere.
That's his. That was his teammate.
Yeah, but you got to. If you love your teammate, I mean, Dan was responsible for a lot of your success.
I love Dan. Love him to death. And I go to Runway 84. I go wherever he at. But I'm not putting on 13.
So if
my son got a 13 signed, everything. We got one up on the wall. I even got the shoe, the boot shoe. I got all that. Wearing a 13 out in public, though?
No.
No.
That's just, you can't do that as teammates, man.
Dicey.
So you wouldn't have worn a Pennington or a Chad Henne, no. A number 7 Chad Henne jersey out?
Absolutely.
Hell no.
Absolutely not.
I love Zach Thomas to death. Zach Thomas made my career. I've made it perfectly clear. I would not have been in the league this long without Zach Thomas. I have never put on in 54. Public a 54 jersey because yeah. It's lame. What do you want me to go to Zach's house in a 54 Listen, jersey? Zach will tell me that's lame.
I love Michael Irvin to death. Jerry Rice, I love them to death. But I'm not wearing it.
Ultimate sign of respect. Rock your boy's jersey.
No.
Ultimate sign of respect.
Ultimate sign of respect is to pay their dinner bill.
Right. That's the ultimate.
Buy them something.
Yeah.
Take their kids fishing.
There you go. On the boat.
I'll school them, OG.
Yeah.
So.
He's, you know. Latin people do that.
So, Aronde, and Latin people do that. I mean, at the end of a soccer game, you go right up to, you know, the guy that you love the most on the other team. And you ask, let's switch jerseys. No, ultimate sign
that's
of respect.
Players OG. Doing it. But he's not going to put it on. He's going to put it in the frame in his house. Mm-hmm. You got it on.
Yeah, you walk right out the stadium with it. Ultimate sign of respect.
Totally different. Yeah, I guess if you blow in a zoo,
OG, we talked a lot about Kyrie Irving yesterday. It led to absolutely nowhere because 30 minutes after the show, the chances of him coming to Miami basically were eliminated. But you know all about Kyrie. I mean, you're following the NBA.
He's pretty weird.
He's an odd bird,
right?
I guess we could say, right? Yep. Did you ever play with somebody like Kyrie who was a wild card? Not like Kyrie where they don't think dinosaurs exist, but they think the earth is flat. Because I don't know how many characters there are in the world that would make it to professional football locker rooms thinking like that. But just an odd bird, somebody who you didn't know what they were going to do. They'd show up, and they were a wild card.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody liked that. I'm pretty sure if I think about it, I did play with somebody like that. But, you know, you got to be a little off to play football in the first place, right? Because you in your mind think you're, you know, one of the best players in the world. I mean, there's only, what, 3,500 of us. And in that locker room, there are 53 alpha males. So you have to be a little off. But as far as that happening, I don't know. I mean, you play with some weird dudes because they had their own, you know, idiosyncrasies to go about how they played. Like, you know, Prime was weird, but he used to have his uniform in front of the locker all dressed up, like shoes, socks, jockstrap, all set up in front of the locker. And he couldn't play until the whole man was built in front of his locker because he put his clothes on like that. And the trainers had to have it already. And you couldn't step over it. You couldn't come by it. I probably think the oddest player I probably played with was Charles Haley, probably. Mm. Charles Haley was an odd bird, Jack. usually the odd birds are the ones you can do nothing with. Like, he'd walk around before the game naked. It's 12:45. The game started at 1:12:10 and sing slave spirituals. Because he was he'd walk around the whole locker room for a good hour before the game. Massa got me going out here working. And you couldn't do nothing. What you going to do? What you going to tell Charles Haley?
I wasn't going to tell Charles Haley.
No, nothing. So, you play with some odd guys, some odd birds, but not like weird. Like, I think Kyrie has his own plan. I think, you know, in these days of mental health, you know, I think he's at a point in his career where he just says how he feels and he goes along with it. That, you know, that's why this contract thing is odd, because you can give him the 1 year, but before you commit the money, you got to know that he's going to be there. But he can say that, but
you don't know. Could
come up again, Ukraine and Russia, and he said he's sitting out for Ukraine. What you going
to
say?
Yeah. But OG, to that point, like you said, Charles Haley's weird. Singing slave spirituals for the game, or Deion had to have his whole outfit laid out.
Right.
But you knew they were going to be there every game to play.
Correct.
What about a dude like Kyrie? Like, c- could you play with a guy like that? Well, you don't know day in and day out. Like you just said, if there's a war in Ukraine, he's right. upset he don't want to play.
Right.
His dog gets scabies mange.
Right.
He's upset he don't want to play.
Right.
Like, could you play with somebody like that? Because he would frustrate the hell out of me knowing you ain't going to be there on game day.
Of course. That would be frustrating. I think his teammates are probably pretty frustrated because you can take the James Harden. You can even take the Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
But you know they're going to be there.
Yeah.
And we all know, you know, best ability is availability. You know, we count on you to be there. And because he's he is box office. You know, you come to see Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
He's not there, and, you know, he's not there because of the vaccine. Come on, bro. Don't walk in the stadium then. Don't walk in here.
Don't walk.
Yeah, don't come watch the game. Watch it from your house. Because the times you walk in there, I'm jumping on your back. I paid my hard-earned money to come see you, and you walk in here with your girl in that jacket? No, boy.
I've said it before to people. Kyrie in the NFL, somebody would approach him. He might have.
Oh, without a doubt.
Teammate would have grabbed
him. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And, you know, that's kind of the thing that's going on now. And I've alluded to this before. This is the kind of thing I'm a little nervous about the Dolphins in case we get into a spot. Because the veterans are young, mm-hmm. you know. The veterans are Baker and X. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're young.
Yeah.
But they're the vets. They're the people we look up to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Kyrie would do that on a team with Charles Oakley. You know what I mean? Them yeah. type people, you know, Bill Laimbeer or something. Nah, he getting jacked up. Off rip.
I don't know.
Ben Wallace. No, man. No.
I don't know. I don't think he's one of these guys that responds to, like, those types of leaders. And because you saw what happened with Bron. Like, he had just had enough of it. And I guess now he.
Right. You can leave. It, but. Yeah, and nobody. You can leave. But why are you here? Mm-hmm. This is what's going to go down.
You know
what I mean?
We're talking a lot about, like, oddballs in the locker room. I mean, OG, you weren't exactly average Joe, and you did bring a monkey to the locker room.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got...
You were the oddball.
You right. I was the oddball.
It just hit me.
That's why I can't think of none. If you can't think of oddball people, you the oddball.
Yeah.
How about that?
Did you ever get any vet ever get on you or say
Oh, yeah, Troy, you know.
Yeah. Troy hated the monkey.
Yeah. Why you got him in here? Why you even got a monkey? You like, know what I mean?
But what was that conversation? Was it like pull you to the side or Detroit? Did other people hear? Did he snap?
He snapped and then went to the media and said, that's why we losing because the coach is letting people bring monkeys in the locker room and all that stuff.
did you tighten up?
Tighten up how?
Did you leave Malik at home after
no,
Troy
like
presented
that.
It?
Nah. I mean, he wasn't throwing me the ball nohow.
So, OG, Hall of Fame Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
Told his concern about you bringing Malik, your monkey, your capuchin, what's it called?
Yeah, capuchin.
Capuchin in your locker room.
Yeah.
Troy went to the media
yeah.
talking about Malik.
Yeah, you can look it up. Yep.
And you still kept bringing Malik to work?
Yeah, because I had no other choice.
Could have left him in a cage at the house.
No, and then he came back. He'd have been sick, and then I'd have been out my money. Nah. He ain't throwing me the ball. Like, hey, I ain't getting in. I'm not getting in anyway. So anyway, the next year I was gone anyway. So it might have been because I brought the monkey. But whatever. You know what I mean?
And your relationship with Malik was bigger than the job with the Cowboys.
No,
that would have seemed like to me, OG.
My relationship with Malik was probably bigger than my relationship with Troy.
Mm-hmm. You love Malik. Easy decision, then.
Right. Decision. I'm with Malik every day.
Yeah.
I'm with Troy only certain parts of the day. So, I think, you know, you definitely have to think of those things. And I think management thinks of those things when they make decisions. But you talk about, man, John Wall ain't hit a basket since he left Kentucky, man. I mean, last time John Wall played, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but like you say, I mean, he hasn't played either.
Yeah.
And he keep getting new contracts. Like, I don't know. Basketball kind of different because of the number of games they play. Like, you could still make 42 games. You come in after the All-Star game, we'd be straight.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kawhi doesn't even play anymore, and he's going to get $1 million or $50 million contract anytime he's available.
Right,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so that's definitely different, and I don't think Channing and I don't think our minds work like that, because you have to be there, like you know what I mean, because you do, like Kyrie does what he does, and nobody else can do it. We got that, but we probably can get in another point guard that can handle it. Like, you know, they got the Dragon out there. He could work a little bit, but you know, in football, like, we need that guy. Like I remember, you know, times, you know, Zach wasn't there because he was hurting. And I love Tuan Russell to death. That's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know.
Don't say you know. Let me know what you're saying. What are you saying? What you're saying, but let me know what you're saying.
He wasn't patrolling it like that. I'm not gonna say holding it down, because he held it down.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying, it's just not the same type of effect. You know what I mean? Like, so those players in football, I think we depend on those 11 guys a lot more than they even depend on the five guys, because they still got a superstar. Like, Kevin Durant could score 47 and they still win the game without Kyrie. But you don't stop Fatu Mafalu coming through that hole.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, but I think what you're saying is true. Like, that just won't fly in a locker room. Your mindsets are different. Like, you guys are built different.
Right.
It's a barbaric sport, and you got to know that the dude you're going to battle with every Sunday is willing to kill himself to say, like,
my job is to bust the wedge. My job is to take these two. Mm-hmm. I'm going to split those two. And if the running backs, I need you, man, you better be there. That's all I know, because I'm doing my part.
Oh, gee, that was my job for years.
Right.
The weak lead. Crowder, don't make the tackle. Break the fullback's helmet open so Zach can come over top.
Right.
Well, what if he runs outside where I am? Don't hit the running back. Zach's on the way.
Right.
Go hit the fullback.
Right, right.
But that's that trust and knowing that Zach is not going to miss one of those tackles.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
He not.
Yeah, but them dog, like, when you have a dog on your team,
he not.
You put your dog in the situation to make the big play.
Without a doubt. And that's why it works so well with, you know, with Timbo and Darryl Gardner when I was there. Because Timbo would hold up that double team. He'd be like, man, why are you doing that? You know when you get, you know, 60, that ain't going to feel good. But he'd hold them two people up, and Zach would make it through. But, you know, everybody has that to do, you know, in their position. But the point of counting on somebody to be there, I think in football, I go out on a limb and say it's a little different than in basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're speaking with Aronde Gadsden every Tuesday at 2:20. It is the Aronde Gadsden Show. I mentioned OG earlier, Crowder, that Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson are—they're going to get in the ring. They're going to box together.
Yep. Box.
Yeah, they're going to box together. It's an exhibition match. It's going to happen July 30th. There's some odds. Do you guys want to guess who the favorite between Le'Veon and Adrian Peterson is?
AP. By far, AP's just too big and strong.
But he old. He older than Le'Veon. I'm gonna go.
Le'Veon?
Yeah. They both kind of. Not there all the time, but I guess I go with AP too, just because all day.
I think he and he'll take off size wise.
He'll take off his belt on you.
Don't do that.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
AP's known for going overboard with physical altercations. Is that what you're saying?
That's a better way to put it, for sure.
Who was the favorite?
Le'Veon Bell.
Really?
Minus 180 is the favorite.
Went, well,
really?
You,
AP is plus 140.
Come on, man. Listening to you, man. I've been listening to dude with ticklets, man.
My teeth are beautiful.
I didn't disagree with that.
OG, how much I had to pay you to go box somebody right now? I'm not talking about Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, please.
I'm talking about you and Irvin. You just say you love Michael Irvin. Y'all around the same age. You got to box Michael Irvin.
Yeah, Michael Irvin older than me.
A year and a half.
No, man, he had his hand on the ground. He was in a 3-point stance, man. Mike was in 3-point stance, man. Mike never was in no 3-point stance. Mike won number 47, man. Mike older than me, man. Mike older than me.
So who would be right around you? Right? Let's say it's Mike, though, because y'all played together. He lived down here, came.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
How much they had to pay? How much would they have to pay Rondae Gasson to go box somebody right now?
In dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you wanted? Hamburgers?
I don't want it. Euros. Get out of here.
In dollars to go fight another grown man.
It's just an exhibition, so it's like five rounds,
and you'll get like a month to train. Yep. Right? Like, we're not just tossing you in the ring right now. You'll get a couple months to train.
250? 250 racks.
Yeah.
And you'll go box somebody right now.
I'll go box somebody for at least 7 minutes. That's all I got. 7 minutes. That's two rounds.
That's two rounds.
And 1 minute into the third, I'm going down.
What if he don't hit you? You still gonna go down.
Ooh, we gonna bump into each other. That's about all.
And you gonna roll into the rope.
Ooh. They gonna give me the count. I'm trying to stagger up and then fall into the rope.
I ain't boxing nobody, OG. Ain't no way I'm gonna let anybody punch me in my head no more.
We running though. We running for like jab run, jab grab, jab run. You know what I'm saying? You can make it in 3 minutes. I seen Ocho Cinco in there.
Mm-hmm. And you see what happened when he stepped back?
Bop, bop.
Had that booty in there.
Listen, he was fighting a dude that had some fights already. See, right. Go ahead, dude. 5 seconds into the fight, he fell all through the ropes.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, dude who don't have no fights. Let's do that.
Let's do
that. But that's what I'm saying. We on the same... You know, same schedule. But I somebody like Hines Ward, we might can do it.
You got Hines by 100 pounds. You want to fight Hines?
Listen, man. Listen, you don't pick my fights, man. I'm picking my fights.
Pick your fights.
I'm picking my own fights. 150.
Oh, okay. Let me pick my fights. I'm going to fight.
I already know who you want to fight.
Ooh, I want to fight the lunch lady at American Heritage over there.
Why? What's she do?
I don't know, because I think it's an easy win.
Easy win. You probably can get that win.
You know who I want to fight?
Pretty
mean, I want to fight Wes Welker.
He right here.
I want to fight Dante Hall.
I'll
lay my list out. I'll beat the hell out of Dan Marino right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Ooh, I don't know. Damn.
Dan can whoop me.
How many rounds y'all going?
4-5.
4-5.
And I'm going to have an asthma attack. I don't even have asthma.
Ooh. You know what? I think Dan might take it in deep in the third. Because, you know, you vegan now. You didn't have meat in 3 years. So.
I got my chickpea protein in me, though. I'm ready to go. You know, I have my AG Green, Athletic Greens, AG1.
I feel good. You take, how many scoops of that?
One scoop a day. That's all you need.
Oh, that's all you need?
75 minerals.
One before bed and one in the morning.
Just one in the morning.
All right.
I got to ask you this because I know we're running out of time. Cargo shorts. This salon, these millennials, they hate on cargo shorts.
So. I got them on now.
I see your pocket.
Yeah, you know why? Because as an older gentleman, as you get older, you need stuff. And if you don't have your stuff, you don't want to be patting your pockets like, I ain't got it. You need the stuff in your pocket.
But what are you, like an older aunt that always has like candy in her bag for her nephew?
Baby might be crying. I got a mint right here. That's in the little pocket
Starlight mint.
I always keep a baby from crying right there. I usually wear them when I travel because I don't know in the airport. I don't like the, you know, but. Cargo shorts, man. Yeah. You a little younger.
Yeah, I mean, I can't.
You go to pumpkin carving party.
Oh yeah,
No, I don't think we do that as older people.
Oh, next Halloween, you guys are coming with me, man. Nice little pumpkin carving party.
OG, I keep my passport on me.
How that boy?
What the hell are you doing with your passport?
I just in case something happens. I don't know when I got to go international.
Got some
socks in there too. See, I got my passport with me.
You a real G? Yeah. If you riding around in your book bag, you got a passport and some socks. Anything can happen.
I got a lower jaw retainer.
Just in case you snore and bite down.
And push it back.
You're a grinder?
I don't grind. I got my retainer in my bag. See, you don't, when you say items, you don't understand what items mean. So you're too young.
Yeah, this man just pulled out his passport out of his bag.
I got a passport. Yeah, man, let me see what else I got.
That boy could go right now.
That's just irresponsible to have a passport.
You got a CPAP machine in there, too?
What else I got in there?
Yeah.
Keep that under the table.
That's an EpiPen.
Keep all that under the table.
Never mind. Don't look in that pocket. Don't look in that pocket.
Oh, that's the wrong pocket. That's the wrong pocket right there. No, don't look in that pocket. That's my break in case of emergency pocket.
Trying to warn you. You need items, Solana.
Yeah.
Items.
Yeah.
I was telling him Michael Jordan was rocking camo cargo shorts to the NASCAR race on Sunday.
Who wouldn't do that? I would.
Yeah.
Black Jordan shirt.
That man's a billionaire. You gonna criticize him?
I'm just saying, man. I don't understand what you need all these pockets for, bro. I don't understand.
Where you gotta have stuff. Yeah. Like, you don't have stuff.
I don't have stuff. I don't have stuff.
You got your wallet on you?
I got my wallet, my phone, and my keys. I'm good to go.
Keep your wallet in your front pocket or your back?
Back left.
You got your known traveler's number?
I got my KTA ready to go. Crowder joined civilized society.
What, he got a
He got approved TSA pre-check.
Ooh, how long is that?
TSA pre-check, man, it is love. You just walk through the airport like OJ running through the airport back in the day.
Mine three times.
Shoes on.
You know what? Listen to me. When you go to Atlanta, the TSA line longer than the regular line.
I get the clear. I get the clear with the TSA on top.
Something shady about clear. When I put my eyes in there, I feel funny. I don't like it at all. I got clear. They can have that 140. They can have that.
You don't want to put your eyes in there.
No, big brother watching when you put your eyes in there. Big brother got you. No, I don't want to put my eyes in nothing. I did the first time. You know, they grab you. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, and I do introductory offer because that's the only way I would go.
That free lick.
Yeah. Get it for 30 days. You don't like it. And, you know, being African American somewhat, I let it roll over and they got me. What's this 140 coming up? They got me. They got me. The 30 days was up and they got me. But I got it now. But, man, I like putting my chin up in that thing, man.
It is weird.
Man, I ain't with it. I'm just standing the TSA line and let my ID get kicked out 17 times. Boom, boom, boom. Come on, man. Like they have a Florida ID.
A little slot machine. Zoop, zoop.
You got rub it on your pants, rub it on one of your pockets and your cargo shorts. And
there we go. See, cargo shorts are better than that.
Cargo shorts, maybe. Aronde Gadsden, it is always a pleasure. You're gonna order the brownie sundae.
Of course, a la mode. See, that's the difference. See, that's people with pockets know it's an a la mode.
We'll school them later.
Yeah.
More Hockman and Crowder will continue next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.